Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, May 27th, 2022. I'm Rich Schiraffolino. A Microsoft spokesperson confirmed that while it's continuing to work on a lower-cost game streaming device codenamed Keystone that can connect to a display without the need for a console, it made the decision to pivot away from the current iteration. Microsoft said it will use what it's learned so far in development to refocus its efforts on Keystone. Meta announced upcoming changes to its privacy policy designed to make it clear what information it collects from users. The company claims this won't change what it is collecting, rather it provides clear explanations on its data practices. This new policy will impact Facebook, Messenger, and Instagram, but will not change on WhatsApp, Workplace, Free Basics, and Messenger Kids. Amazon opened up its brick-and-mortar clothing store, Amazon Style, in Glendale, California, in the Los Angeles area. This uses QR codes to scan items a user is interested in, which can either be sent to a fitting room or purchased. The store does not feature Amazon's Just Walk Out checkout technology. Two companies in China beat expectations, but the expectations were low. First the bad news, and then the good news for each. Alibaba's revenue was the slowest growth since 2014 for the second quarter in a row. However, it still rose 9%, beating expectations. Baidu's net income fell 22%, but sales rose 1% as its cloud AI business helped counteract a sales slowdown in mainland China. And Baidu's streaming unit, IQI, posted its first profit. The tech hiring market appears to be cooling. Instacart and Microsoft both announced plans to slow hiring. Instacart hired over 1,500 people over the last year and said it's slowing down in the second half of 2022 to focus on driving profitable growth ahead of its planned IPO. Microsoft will slow hiring in Windows, Office, and Teams groups, with all new hires needing to be approved by Executive Vice President Rajesh Jha. Additionally, Bloomberg sources say PayPal laid off workers in its risk management and operations units this week, following layoffs at offices in Chicago, Omaha, Nebraska, and Chandler, Arizona. Canon announced its first APS-C mirrorless cameras that use its newer RF mount, the 24-megapixel R10 and 32-megapixel R7 cameras. The R7 includes in-body image stabilization, can shoot stills at up to 30 frames per second, while the R10 shoots at up to 23 frames per second. No IBIS there. Both shoot cropped 4K 60 frame per second video, or oversampled 4K using the entire sensor at lower frame rates. Both arrive in late 2022. The R10 starts at $979, the R7 at $1,499. Dell reported it earned $1.84 per share in Q1 on revenue up 16% in the year to $26.12 billion, both beating analyst estimates. Dell's Client Solutions Group, which includes PC sales, saw commercial revenue up 22% to $12 billion, while consumer revenue increased 3% to $3.6 billion. Its Infrastructure Solutions Group, which sells enterprise service and storage, saw revenue up 16% to $9.3 billion. Google announced the Chrome Enterprise Connectors Framework, a new integration system to make it easier to implement existing endpoint security systems in the Chrome browser and in Chrome OS. Google claims this will let organizations plug and play management functions into Chrome OS, citing security platforms like BlackBerry and Splunk. The company will also hold a Chrome Enterprise Day on June 8th with more announcements about enterprise solutions. And finally, the web version of Google Drive in Chrome added support for cut, copy, paste keyboard shortcuts for files and folders. Previously, users had to either drag or drop or use right clicks to perform these functions. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.